Dear Sangha, today is 17th of December 2009. We are in New Hamlet. In New Hamlet, Plum Village. Today is very cold, but there's a lot of sunshine. And I am very happy. In Hue, the center of Vietnam, there is a river called Perfume River, a fragrant river. And there is a mountain who have the name Ngu. And under the feet of the mountain Ngu, there is a temple who have the name Vien Thong. Vien Thong, V-I-E-N, another word, T-H-O-N-G. There is a Zen master who teach, who taught Buddhism at the beginning of the 18th century. The beginning of 18th century. His name is Liu Quang, L-I-E-U, another word, Q-U-A-N. Liu Quang. At that moment, the country of Vietnam was divided in two. Even there is no communist, but at that moment we have two parts of the country. In the house, northern part, we are under the rule of the Chúa Trịnh, T-R-I-N-H. And another part of Vietnam is ruled by Chúa Nguyễn, N-G-U-Y-E-N. So two leaders, Trịnh and Nguyễn, almost all are Vietnamese. Nguyễn in the south is very Buddhist. And so he invited the Zen master Liu Quan to go to his palace in order to teach Buddhism. But Liu Quan do not like to come to a kind of governmental leader, so the court or something like that. Is to they behave like a king. They call what Chua means the greatest leaders, but in fact they are behaved like a king. And so Zen Master Liu Quang do not want to go to big court like that. So the Chua, the Nguyen authority used to come to the temple of Liu Quang, and because of that, that they call the mountain, Royal Mountain. Ngu means a place where the king used to visit. When people, the king come to Plum Village, we call it Village Ngu. So it means Ngu, means the place where the king used to come. It's not exactly royal. I translate by royal, it's not correct. Ngu, it means the king Ngu here, the king Ngu there. The king visit and stay there. And so they call the mountain Ngu. But originally that Zen master come from Phu Yen, is southern part of Vietnam, southern Hue. And he lost his father when he was very young. And he became a monk, a novice monk when he was a child. And we all are disciples of him. Because at 6 years old, his mom passed away. And he's at 6 years old, his mom passed away, and the father brought him to the temple. And the temple in Phu Yen province, P-H-U-E-Y-E-N, Phu Yen province. And there is a very nice abbot, and he want to become a monk, a novice monk, and his father allowed. And then he practiced there, he practiced there as a novice monk. He is aspirant novice. He was aspirant novice during 7 years before to really receive the 10 precepts of a novice. 7 years of aspirant. Apprentice novice for 7 years. He was born in 1670. 1870, I think. 18 or 16. So when he really become a novice is 1682. He received the novice precept at 1682, and so his teacher, root teacher, passed away, and at that moment he was a novice. But it's only apprentice novices, and he still have bunch of hair on his forehead. So, and he overheard that in Hue there is many great teacher, and so he really want to go and learn with great teacher, because his teacher passed away. At that moment there were no train, no bus for him to go. Then we have to walk several months before he can arrive to Hue. From Fuyen, well, Fuyen to Hue is about, I think that 400 or 500 kilometers, but because there's many mountains, you have to cross mountain and pass and so on. So he arrived in Hue, and he arrived to Thien Tho. Thien Tho was on the high hill or mountain called Ham Long Mountain. Ham Long Sheng, it means mountain Ham Long, and the temple called Thien Tho, Thien, T-H-I-E-N, in other words, T-H-O, Thien Tho temple. One of the oldest temples in Hue, and located on the high top of a mountain. And then after that, he went to Bao Quoc Temple. Bao Quoc Temple is not very far from the train station in Hue. I was also follow many courses there on that Bao Quoc Temple, Buddhist Institute. It's not far from the train station of Hue. And the root temple of Thai. Every month our root temple have to pay to the Bao Quoc temple 2 big bunch of rice as a tuition for me to study this Buddhist course in Bao Quoc. Bao Quoc, B-A-O, in other words, Q-U-O-C. That institute where I attend. And then his root temple in Tu Hieu, who are situated about 1 or 2 kilometers from the institute, have to give 2 big bunch of rice for him as tuition. And in our Tu Hieu temple, they have many, they own many rice fields and many no French or English or European American novice sister and brother came from Plum Village, also joined the monastic in Tu Hieu to do the harvest and to plant rice and so on. We have done like that. In our root temple, we still keep that tradition. We have to help the worker to do harvest work. Every day, he has to go to the forest to cut the wood in order to sell the wood and have some money to buy food to nourish the father. And so until his father pass away, and then he come back to Hue to continue his practice in Buddhism. So in the 1697, there is a big ordination, like the coming in January, and then he received the big ordination. He was ordained as a true great bhikkhu. At Thiền Lâm Temple. Thiền Lâm, Thiền Lâm, only receive novice, not bhikkhu yet. So he received the novice precepts at the big ordination. And he received, during that big ordination is Thát Liêm. Thát Liêm. Thách, another word, Liêm. Thát Liêm is that Chinese monk, high monk from China come. And then there he received 10 precepts from that big ordination. He only received the novice precept at 27 years old. But then 2 years later, he received the big ordination, bhikshuni's precepts. Bhikshu, excuse me, not bhikshuni. So he received bhikshu precept 2 years later. At that moment, at Ấn Tông Temple, Ấn Tông Temple, A-N, another word, T-O-N, Ấn Tông Temple, located on the higher hill than Hàm Long. There is the higher mountain called Long Sơn. Long Sơn Mountain. There is Ấn Tông. Ấn Tông Temple where there is a Zen master who has the name Tử Dung. T-U. Another word, D-U-O. D-U-N-G. Tử Dung. I think that's a big master from China. Ấn Tôn now have the temple, have another name, is Từ Đàm, T-U, another word, D-A-M. Ấn Tôn was inaugurated at 1902, but it was built up much earlier. Early of 18th century, early of 18th century. Oh, I don't think that 19, but he came to Ấn Tông and he received from Tử Dung, great Zen master from China, a koan. Koan is a theme of meditation. means all the Dharma, all the things come to one point. And so that very one point, unique point, will go where? On million of direction of Dharma go concentrate in one point. So that point, one point where it go? Vang, vang mean 10,000, pap mean Dharma. Dharma is not teaching of Buddha here, but everything. Yeah. So 10,000 things. Go to one. 10,000 go to one. And so that one go to where? That is the Quran. Them, them. And after receiving the Quran, he went back to Fu'in, his root province, his root home, village, to practice 5-6 years without finding the result, the realization of the Quran. And he was so sad. And one day he read the Truyền Đăng Lục, this kind of text. One text is where many patriarchs spoke, many teaching, and there is a sentence saying that pointing at one thing in order to transmit a heart to another heart. Chỉ vật truyền tâm is mean pointing at one thing, pointing at one thing with the intention to transmit our heart to the disciple. And when he read that part, suddenly he realized his team, his koan. He put his sutra on the table, and then he found the way, he found the result of the koan. And then he decided to go back to Hue in order to present his insight to the teacher who gave him that koan, and to see whether the teacher has seen that he really found out the way. And he went back to Hue. And he present that gathas. The gatha that maybe Taiwan is going to speak to us. But Tu Yung said that not yet. And he's very sad. One day, teacher and student sit together. And the teacher said that Ho Tham Buong Tai means the in front of the abyss I release, and nobody know. And at that moment he said that I know, but the teacher said not yet. And so at that moment he go and he see a balance with the And the teacher asked, and the teacher said that, is that balance is also in metal, in iron? Because usually, this sentence remind us of the golden lion of the Dhamma teacher Pháp Tạng. And they said that the golden lion is just a form, but that is the content is very important, but and we fool by the form. And so the teacher of Thầy Liễu Quang said that he want to speak about like Abhidhammasagara's sutra, and he asked, is a metal, is an iron. And then that night he still look deep, and then this morning, that very morning, he found, and he have no need, no desire to go and ask a teacher. He found his way. He don't need to present it to the teacher. He, the young teacher, have seen the radiance of his face, and the teacher know that he get enlightenment. And then the teacher said, Liễu Quang, yesterday we do not finish our sentence. Tell me something. And Liễu Quang said, If I know that this lamb is fire, I already cook my rice already. If I know that that lamb is fire, my rice is long time have been cooked. Because I was so stupid. I do not remember that the lamb is the fire and one. And then Tu Yung said, wonderful, wonderful. The teacher said, wonderful, wonderful. And then the Liễu Quang get enlightenment, get the insight directly from the teacher to Jung. Liễu mean understanding thoroughly. Liễu is understanding thoroughly. And Quang, Q-U-A-N, accent on the A, something on the A. Quang means looking deeply and understand thoroughly. And his Dharma name according to lineage is Thak Jiu. Thak Jiu. Thak T H A accent c'est complexe. T is like the truth. And Jiu. Jiu. D I E U is wonderful, this clear, is radiant. The Dhamma name of his teacher is Minh Hoàng. Minh is one generation, and when his student get the insight and receive the transmission lamp, he has a name Thak. So the previous generation is Min. So his teacher is start by Min, M-I-N-H, and then you go to his student is Thak. And so when the Liễu Quang decide to have a disciple and share the insight, and so he make this poem. And so Thak is his starting Dhamma name. And then his, the generation of his first generation student start by Te. And then after the generation of Te, have the sixth generation Dai and Dao. And then every word is one generation. And each generation start by one word of that gathas, that short poem. And the fifth generation is Tan. And the root temple, our patriarch root temple is Tan Thien. Tan is the fifth generation of Liễu Quang. Tánh Thiên Nhất Định is the root temple, the patriarch of the root temple of called Từ Hiếu, T-U, in other words, H-I-E-U. And this temple have a lot of rice field given by the king. And so they have a kind of self-support means. And so they harvest, they plant rice, and they have some rice to pay the tuition for me to follow the Buddhist Institute. And so after the fifth generation, the sixth, seventh, the eighth generation of Thai teacher, who root teacher who transmit to him, he is Tan is taught by Tan, and so Thai will be Trần, and then you student of Thai will be Tâm. So after the patriarch of the root temple start by the fifth generation, and then we have, and then until the your grandpa teacher is means my teacher, he is at the eighth. His name is Tan Quy Tan. Start by the generation Tan, T-H-A-N-H is Tan, seventh generation, and Thai would Trung. And Thai is the eighth generation Trung, T-R-U-N-G. Trung means stillness. Quang means light, still light, I think. So Thai Dharma lineage name is Trung Quang. And then his student will start by of the heart. So even you receive 5 mindfulness training or 14 mindfulness training or novice precept, you are at the 9th generation. And you receive your Dhamma lineage name start by of the heart. Heart. And so the lineage of Lin Chi transmit to Vietnam many times. And there are other teachers who receive the teaching from Lin Chi, but only at the 17th century. There is also other teacher from China to go and share the teaching of Lin Chi. But Tử Dung Minh Hoàng came to Vietnam maybe on the 17th century, and so he gave the teaching to Liễu Quang, and our Liễu Quang teacher start a Vietnamese branch of Lin Chi, and he gave the name Liễu Quang. And I am at the 8th generation of Lin Chi Vietnamese branch, and you are the 9th generation of Lin Chi branch in Vietnam. So those of you who have the name who start by Nguyen, Nguyen of the source. You have to call me Grandpa. Because I am the generation before the generation of your teacher. So you call me. And you are, if your Dhamma name start by Nguyen, Nguyen of the source, is you are the 10th generation and I am the 8th. So you have to call me Grandpa teacher. And Sư Thúc chỉ bảo the abbot also have trừng. And the number of those who start by tâm is very few. Quite a lot who have nguyên, quảng, nhuận. We are student. You are the root student of Liễu Quang. You have to know by heart these gathas. Oh, it's very long. You have to know by heart. Because your gathas, every word is one generation. You are the 9th generation. If you get great insight and you give, you transmit to your student, they will start by off the source. And then you have to use the English word, you don't need to. Impregnate. His name, Thầy's name is Trừng Quang, T-R-U-N-G, Trừng is means the 8th generation. And then here they together, and you must know, you must at least, if you don't know by heart, you must have that text in order to know where you are. Thiệt tế đại đạo thánh hải thanh trừng. Thầy, is that the last word of the second sentence? But he put together, it's like a real true meaning. Thực tế means in Sanskrit mean Buddha Koti. Thực tế means the domain of truth. The main domain of the reality, domain of reality. Tế mean domain, mean frontier of reality. Thật mean reality. The domain of realities is like it is. It's like that, like it is. The suchness of reality is like it is. It's not a thought, not a thinking, not a knowledge, but a reality. you cannot express by words. You cannot express it by anything. It is like it is. You have to feel it. You have to live it. You have to be. And in order to be in that great reality like that, is a great way. Dai, Dao. Dai mean great. Dao mean way. Mean path. The great way lead us to the domain of reality. That is the first sentence. The second one is Tanha is the nature. The great path who lead to that reality, if you look at phenomena, you feel that there is a wind, there is storm, but the nature of the ocean is very still. Very still, very light. There's no wave, no agitation, no storm. So you have to find your stillness in the stormy situation. You are in the stormy situation, but you only can find peace in your true stillness inside. Sit still. Be still. And then you can touch that true nature. Trừng mình. Settle. Still. When the water is still, that is certain, and it reflect the true nature, the true, like they can reflect the moon without agitation, still, trừng is the lanyin lam tanet trừng, stillness, and then when there is stillness, there is light. So you have stillness, you have light. And Thư Ông gave me, your grandpa teacher gave me, Trừng Quang, stillness to give life. And so the great path, the great way will bring us to the truth, the wonderful reality is the nature of the ocean, is the nature of that stormy ocean is that stillness. So pure and it's so still. So the third sentence, Tâm Nguyên Quảng Nhuận. Tâm is the heart. Nguyên is the source. Your heart is the source. If you practice correctly, and that source will be the source of compassion, and that source of water of compassion will quang nhuận, will go largely, when largely. So if your heart is very pure, and then the source of the heart will spread largely. Quang mean largely, and nhuận mean impregnating. So if you practice correctly, profoundly, your heart will be the source who spread largely, impregnate into the society, impregnate to yourself, impregnate to your family, to your society, to your country, to your planet. Impregnate to trees, plants, all living beings in you and around you. So the source of your heart will go very largely, widely, and imprinted. And then the fourth sentence is Đức bổn từ phong. Đức mean merit. And bổn mean original. One where we have the source. If the water we call source, if we mention the tree, we must see the root of the tree. And so everyone must have the root or the source. Water have the source, the trees have the root. And we try to touch our root. And from that root, from that source, we can go a kind of Đức bổn, Đức, Đức mean merit, and bổn is the original, the từ, từ mean compassion, and it's kind of compassionate civilization, compassionate. If we call the wake up, we call young Buddhist and non-Buddhist for a compassionate and healthy society. And when we start the wake up movement of young generation to have a compassionate and healthy society, so we want people to wake up. And we wish to wake up by ourselves and invite people to wake up. Because our society is so violent now, it's so cruel now, and we try to live in the tradition to be very compassionate. And the root of us, our root is the virtue. Our root is a virtue. And the virtue of understanding and the virtue of love. Virtue of understanding and virtue of compassion. So if we have that root of virtue of compassion and of understanding, and then
from the roots of virtue springs the practice of compassion.
We can practice with compassion.
From the roots of virtue, we can build up a compassionate society. Good point. From the roots of virtue, the nation.
We can build up a tradition from a more tradition society. Tradition. Way people living now is so violent and so cruel, and we have to practice so that the root of our practice will bring a tradition of compassion. In order to go into to create that tradition of compassion, we have to use giới định phước tuệ. Giới means trainings, precepts. And then định means concentration. And then we use phước tuệ. Tuệ means phước tuệ. Thể dụng viên thông. Giới means precept or trainings. Then concentration, tuệ means insight, but insight full of merit. And then thể dụng viên thông, thể mean the form and the contents will be one. Thể mean nature. Can be truly communicate. Thầy, he is not in the Gatha. Thầy said that when we come together, sitting together in stillness, first, in order to achieve that stillness, we start by go back to our in-breath and out-breath and regularize, harmonizing our body and our mind, letting go on the tension in our body, the tension, the agitation in our mind. So you dwell on your in-breath, you dwell in your out-breath, and letting go the tension here, letting go the turbulence there, and letting go this other agitation, other part of stress in your body and your mind. And if we sit 200%, 300% together, and everybody try her or his best to letting go on this stress, on this irritation, and so this kind of very, very good food for our mind and our body. Yeah. That practice is not only for us, but nourish our body and our mind. And we influence people and sit next to us and around us too. And so, when you can letting go, release on the tension, the stress, the worries, the difficulties in us, and then we let go everything, you have some relative stillness, and then you look deep. The aim of looking deeply is to reach the deep vision, to have the insight. The name of this patriarch is Liu Guang. It means looking deeply and achieve thoroughly understanding. So when you look deeply, is for what? For having an insight, a deep vision. And when you have that insight, that deep vision, you can go out, get your out of your difficulties. And in Buddhism, is salvation by looking deeply, but not salvation by a person outside of us. So only your deep insight you can get out by looking deeply, and you will be saved by your deep insight. You realize something who can help you to get out of the difficulties. And more you are still, more you can reach the deep insight and to get out of the difficulty. If you cannot see any way out of the difficulty, means you are not still enough. And so, when we go back to your in-breath and out-breath, dwell mindfully, deeply in the present moment, and you have more and more concentration, you can look concentration on impermanence, concentration on the non-self, concentration on impermanent and non-self, and then you arrive to that deep vision. And with that deep vision, you see clearly the way out in a very simple, light way. That is the practice here. You come to Plum Village for doing that. And we do it together. We keep the training together. And we use our deep concentration and get the supportive collective concentration of others, and then we try to achieve that deep vision and help you to go out of the difficult situation. So if you use on a number of these methods of looking deeply, you can go out of your difficulties. According to the teaching of the Upatriarch is you have to use the giới định phước tuệ, giới mean training, and định mean concentration, and the merit of the insight, and then you arrive to thể, thể mean the nature. And if you have mindfulness, you have concentration. If you have concentration, you have insight. And when you go breathing in, you know that you are breathing in. And your mind is totally with your in-breath, with that moment, present moment of in-breath. And then when you dwell peacefully on your in-breath, and then you are concentrated, and then you say that, impermanence, but here, I am alive. I am no longer lying on bed and paralyzed like the other day when I have some accident. Now I'm really alive. I can walk, I can sit, I can do everything I want. And so you have that insight that you are still alive. You can walk, you can sit, you can eat, you can do everything you can do. So you are on the way. That is a number of little insight, little diffusion, but slowly, slowly you touch the bigger and bigger and bigger insight, bigger, deeper, deeper vision. And more you are concentrated, more your vision is deep. And more you cook, it means joy. You concentrate is like, so niệm is like the fire. You are trying to cook your potatoes, and niệm is the fire, and concentration is the cover of the pot where you put your potatoes inside. And then when you have that fire under the pot, name means concentration, not mean, means mindfulness. If you have mindfulness, body and mind always are there in the present moment. And when you have mind and body are there in the present moment, dwell peacefully, concentratedly, every moment, more you have concentration, and more you have concentration, you have see a vision, a small vision, the deeper vision, and the deepest vision. And so you can go out of your situation without the grace, without the grace of somebody else. It stands to your mindfulness, bring your mind to your body deeply, look deeply, and then you have more concentration and more concentration, you have more insight. The practitioner, a true practitioner, every day you have countless of tuệ, countless of deep vision, small deep vision, bigger deep vision, larger deep vision, small. And you can help this person to go out, other person to go out, etc. So that is the three source of energy, giới. Giới mean precept, mean training, mean also understanding, mean also mindfulness. Giới literally mean precept. But presenting in Thai is trainings, and then you can dùng mean the ability to help. For instance, when you breathe, you follow your breath from meditation hall to your room. You walk mindfully every step in mindfulness. And because your mind is totally in the present moment, and you can be in touch with that pure air. That pure air. And this pure air is there. And I'm breathing in, and I enjoy every of my step. So the the utility of that mindfulness is to and can help you to make use in order to, like this sheet of paper, thể mean the paper paste, and dùng mean the use of the paper for you to write something. That marker have made with a number of things called thể, the nature who make the marker, and dùng mean the utility of that. So everything must have thể mean the nature, tướng mean the form, and dùng mean the utility. So that sheet of paper, the paste is the thể, and the paper for you to write something is dùng. And tướng of the sheet of paper is that flat sheet, thin sheet, white. So everything have three parts. Thể is the nature. Tướng is the form of that. And dùng is the utility of that. And so normally he must say that thể tướng dụng, but because in order to fit with the four word in the sentence, and so he put thể dụng. But normally he must put thể tướng dụng. Thể mean nature, tướng mean form, and dụng mean utility. The three sources of energy. Giới means precept or training. Định, concentration. Tuệ means insight. And nature and utility and form are harmoniously communicated thoroughly. Viên thông, like that. Viên is totally. Thông is communicating. Vĩnh siêu trí quả. Quả means the fruit of your insight, the fruit of your insight. Trí means insight, understanding, the fruit of your great understanding. Siêu means go beyond. Vĩnh means always go beyond. Vĩnh siêu mật khế. Mật khế is silently adapting. Like a teacher and student, even they do not speak to each other, but they go along harmoniously. Mật khế, khế means adapting, and mật in silent. Silent, you don't need to speak out. But the way you and your teacher behave, that people know that there is a silent adaptation. And you understand your teacher, your teacher understand you. And mật khế thành công. And they come very closely, and through communication like that, this surely will bring the success. You will arrive to the good result. Thành công means good result. And when you already get the insight, get the realization, you do what? And then the sentence, next sentence is truyền trì, transmitting. Trì means holding solidly. Triang mean transmitting, and holding solidly the wonderful teaching. Yo is mean wonderful teaching. Then it means not teaching, Li mean that principle or something. And so you transmit, you get hold solidly, and to transmit, get hold solidly and transmit that principle, that wonderful principle. And then yang se means sharing, expounding, make it very expanding the true branch. Chánh means principle, true Zen, branch of Zen. In Japan, there is a kind of liquor, sake, called Kuk Chan Tong. It means a true something. And in Saigon, there is a vegetarian restaurant, no, it's a name. Restaurant Chan Tong. It means even eating vegetarian also true. Sister Tiak have also a school to transmit this, to make pao dumpling, the dumpling pao food. And then she has done good pao. And she transmit the way to make pao cake. But our tradition have a true Chan Tong, it's a true teaching. And we have to remember he said that Han. See, you understand and your action go together. Han means action, but Yai is understanding. Your understanding of the teaching and your practice must go together. Like when you speak about mindfulness, you have to be mindful. When you say, do you understand? You try to understand. You love, you're teaching people love, you have to know how to love, to really love. You share the teaching to your student, you have to do it. You don't only speak. So Han, it means action, and Yai means teaching thoroughly, make it clear, shortly. Tương ưng, it means they have to go appropriately. When I was a student in elementary school, in pupil elementary school, that is my school teacher. She said, we should not wear the, wear talon, how you say in English? The shoes with high talon. Yeah, high shoes. And she said that we should not use the high talon shoes. And then she said that walk with the, don't use the shoes with high talon, it's not healthy. But she still wear the very high shoes like that. And then the pupils said, why you say like that, but you still wear that high shoes? She said that do what I say, don't do what I do. So when you teach mindfulness, you need to be mindfulness. When you teach compassion, you have to be really compassionate. And then you realize true emptiness. That is Kota. Zen Master Liu Quang. Have set up another temple, also very big, called Thiền Tông. If you go to Huế, you can visit that stupa of Liu Quang. Stupa at Thiền Tông temple. And in Huế, we have the tradition we call it Tao Tháp. It means clean on the stupa. And all the student manager nation came and clean the stupa. A number of brothers and sisters have visited the stupa of Liu Quang is about 95% of monastic in Huế descendant of Liu Quang. There is another branch of Lin Chi, but it's not very well spread like Liu Quang. And you belong to the 9 generation of Liu Quang branches, Vietnamese branch. And so the temple Biên Thông and Thiên Thai. And so he has set up a few temples in Phú Yên. And the root of Liu Quang school is Lin Chi. First, he received from those who come Chinese Zen sisters from Cantonese. But slowly, this school developed quite a lot about the ceremonial practice, organizing the gathas, music. And music and everything is most come from a number of these developed in that tradition. And and so the idea of Liu Quang to Vietnamize a little bit the teaching is very appropriate because people feel at home. Adapt with their culture, Vietnamese culture. And so we have the chanting book on Vietnamese, because so far before our chanting book in Vietnam, they chant, recite the sutra in Sino-Vietnamese, and many people don't understand because too difficult, classical for scholar, and people don't understand. And so I popularize that teaching into a normal, usual Vietnamese for any humble, poor people can understand right away when they chant. So I propose that you know by heart these gathas in order to put into practice. This morning, Thầy Pháp Niệm chants very beautifully. The music is very Vietnamese. And also, the wood is also very Vietnamese. In order for go deep into the heart of Vietnamese nation. So when you translate into the language of your country, try to do it very deep and beautiful word of the language of your nation in order to go deep in the heart of people and to practice well. And so you have to write in French or in English or in your language, the language of your country. And so I think that today I make clearer than the explanation in the past. Every time that I explain, it's deeper.